Good evening, everyone. Glad you could be with us tonight for our Wednesday night prayer service. And if everyone will grab a hymnal, we're going to sing number 467. 467. Let's all stand and sing. 467.
Sister Nancy and Brother Ken. It's good to see all of you tonight. If you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of James. Book of James, chapter 5. I pray that you've had a blessed week. It's good to see y'all in the house. I missed y'all Sunday. We were just few in number Sunday, but praise the Lord. I thank God that nobody was in an accident or in anything like that. Do we have any words of praise and testimony tonight before we go any further? Any words? Amen. Amen. Anyone else got a word of praise? Amen. Yeah, I talked to her just for service. And to Danny, yeah. We just need a lot of prayer, though, don't we? Need a lot of prayer. Yeah, and thank God, what was it, Sister Catherine posted that she did wake up, but she said, I sent her a text and told her I was glad she woke up as well, and I've tried to call her, hadn't got a hold of her yet, but continue to be praying for them. Anyone else tonight? Yes, Sister Donna. Amen, amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. She's something else. I want whatever she's eating. I want some of it. Whatever she's ate for her life, I want to eat that, because not only is she in a great mood, but she's mending, and that's awesome. Amen. Hey, as good once as you ever was, right? I'm as good once as I ever was. Anyone else tonight? Well, tonight I want us to have a prayer service. And what I've got is, if we've talked about let's read here in the book of James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer before we get going and ask that His words just grab a hold of our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, it's good to be in Your house tonight. It's good to be with Your people. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I know as well as others, God, that life is not an easy trod road at times, but God, You are good in the midst of it all. And so, Holy Spirit, I invite You to be in here tonight. Let Your word grab a hold of our hearts and let it change the way we view life. And Lord, that will change the way we live life. And it's in Your name, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. You're going to know this scripture. But as we look at our country and we look at everything that's going on in our country, I have hope. If you remember a few months ago, I took the deacons' prayers up to Washington, D.C. and read them out there at the Capitol. And not that we made a difference, but since then we've seen some moves on the abortion issue. We've seen our state government kindly vote in somebody that acts like they've got some sense at least. And so prayer does change things. And the more we believe that, I wanted to go over back into, as you're turning to the book of James chapter 5 verse 13, I wanted to go back into the book of Luke chapter 18, where we talked about last Wednesday night the woman that was persistently coming to the wicked king. And you remember he said, well, she's just pestering the tar out of me, and it ain't because I like her or I agree with it, but I'm going to give her her request. And you remember the point of that parable, as you're turning to James chapter 5, verse 13, Jesus said the point of that parable was, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, that men ought always to pray and faint not, meaning that we should not give up in our prayers. We don't need to. And there were some comments made about those that prayed for 30 and 40 years, mothers praying for their sons 30 and 40 years, spouses praying for their spouse for so long. But the more, and remember what he said at the end was, when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? Now, this is the ending verse of that parable. And so he begins by saying men ought always to pray and not give up. And then he ends it with saying, but when I return, will I find faith? So we see just a practical application is that in that parable, the woman going to the wicked king is a picture of a child of God going before our Savior, our Creator, in prayer and believing that He will provide it. So I don't know if I've said this or not, but if you're watching my Facebook, nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let Him, He'll do even greater things than you could ever imagine. I'm getting ahead of myself, and I'd be forgot to do that if I didn't do it. But let's read here in the book of James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. Listen, I love the way that the Christian Standard puts it here. It says, is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone cheerful? They should sing praises. Is anyone sick among you? And I've got Sister Catherine's name by here, and usually this Sister Catherine would have come forward and been anointed with the oil, and I was going to have somebody kindly stand in the gap for her Sunday, but she knows we're praying, and she believes in the power of prayer. Verse 14, is anyone sick among you? He should call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick person. So here we see that, yes, we are to pray for those that are physically down, and that in that prayer there is healing. He says, and the Lord will raise them up. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So here we see in the same sense that we're to pray for the physical healing, we're also to be praying for the spiritual healing. And really, if we wanted I'd say that the spiritual would be the utmost because it is eternal. Verse 16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effectiveness. Elijah was a human being as we are, and he prayed earnestly, and it would not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the land. Then he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the land produced fruit. If you remember Sunday morning, we looked at over in the book of John, chapter 5, we looked at the healing up at Bethesda. If you remember, that's where Jesus, the trembling of the waters, and the man could not get down below it. And remember, Jesus asked the man a question, "Will thou be made whole? Or do you want to be made well?" And in doing that, Jesus said, "Take up your mat, rise up and walk." And we talked about how some people don't want to be made whole. They like their sins, they like their lows, they like the different things in their life because they can use it to manipulate others and have sympathy on them. But as we looked at the miracle, if you remember in the book of John, there are 7 miracles that are basically focused on between chapters 1 and chapter 11. And in each of those, you remember, John tells us why he wrote the book of John is so that reading these miracles, seeing these things, we might believe, and that in believing we might find eternal life. But he also calls them something else other than miracles. John calls them signs, which are marks of distinction. They are evidence, each one of those miracles, beginning when he turned the water into wine, all the way to when he raised Lazarus up from the dead. Those 7 were evidence that Jesus Christ was who he said he was. They could look at those miracles, and when they saw those miracles, they were reminded of the power of Jesus. Amen? And you remember we talked about Sunday night that now we don't see all those miracles anymore like the apostles did and all that. But why? Because now we are the signs. We are the markers. We are where that they can look and see that Christ Jesus has changed a dead person into a man, woman, boy, or girl that is alive in the Spirit. We are the markers of His Saviorship, His Lordship. But also in understanding that we are, everything we are, everything that we do is supposed to point back to the Lord Jesus Christ and to render Him glory and to make much of Him. I think, you remember what it says over in the, I think it might be here in the book of James where it says that we have not because we ask amiss. I think it's back over in chapter 2. He says you ask, here's why. One reason you don't receive is because you do not ask, right? I mean, that's clear. But he says the next one, have you found that, Brother Paul? Do you see what verse that is? Chapter 1. Anyway, he says, if you find it, let me know. But he says, and the second reason is because you ask amiss, or you ask so that it will make your flesh feel better, or so that it will meet your carnal desires. And I want you to think about the way we pray. When we pray, most of the time, I'd say, until I make it a purpose not for this to be the reason behind it, we pray for things to make our life easier. Amen? Wouldn't we agree that the majority of our prayers that we pray from a heart of, Lord, I don't like the way my life is going right now, and if you would, make it easier. But the Bible teaches us that, yes, God will give us the desires of our heart, but as new creatures in Christ, that meant we should have His heart and His desire. And so, yes, we're to pray for the sick, but we pray for their healing in such a way that only God can receive the glory for it. Amen? Whether it be by a doctor, whether it be by surgery, whether it be by medicine, or whether it be by they had cancer one day, and then they went back the next day, and the cancer was gone because Christ spoke it, and it was gone. Now, I know there's always going to be a part of that human part of us. Amen? But Jesus understands that. And when we pray for souls being saved, a lot of people, I've met them before. I've had wives come into into my office and they want their husband to get right and want him to get saved. Well, guess what? He gets saved and he gets hold of roller and come to find out she didn't want him good. She just wanted him good enough. You know what I mean? I don't want no preacher. I just want somebody that'll go with me on Sunday morning so I ain't got to wrangle the youngins by myself. That's what I'm wanting. But see, this, I think, part of the growth that we see, because we'll get to that point that we basically can lay aside all the things that is bad. You know what I mean? Those big sins. But we've got the change in our heart and in our inner being that we become more surrendered to who Jesus is, more surrendered to His will being lived out in our life, and more surrendered to His glory being seen in everything that we touch or our church touches or anything like that. Amen? Any thoughts on this before we go any further? I want you to look at this. There is 100, and I did it today because the computer's been off downstairs, so I've not been able to go. So I took our prayer list and I just wrote it out by hand. See it, say it, hear it, you know, you remember the names better. But there are over 120 names, physical names. This is more in the physical realm, that people have trusted us. What verses were they? Chapter 4 and verse 3. We was going too far back, wasn't we? But that's 120 people that somehow, some way, have entrusted us with intercessory prayer. That we go before our Creator on their behalf. You know what? That's a great honor from our Creator that He would allow us or call us to go before Him on their behalf. And number two, we've made commitments as a church that we'll pray for these people. Isn't that? I mean, that's... that's who we are. And then on this one, there's over 215 on the lost that's there. So tonight, and well, I've got you a prayer guide up here, but I've got some specific things I want us to pray over. The first thing is let's just have a time of prayer and thanksgiving. And then we'll have a time where we specifically pray for the lost and the backslidden. You know that the lost, seeing the lost saved, is our Lord's passion. And so thus it should be our passion, but we have to have His Spirit light that fire in us. And then I want us to play about our outreach, whether it be through Facebook, in person, radio, CD, or, and praise God, I'm hoping we'll get to do some more evangelism before long. But we need to pray that God's power be upon the message as it goes out. And then I want us to pray over our adult ministries here, especially as we're entering the new year. And beginning it off, I want us to pray for our three to four adult Sunday school classes, our senior ministry, our sewing bees, our choir, and then our college and career class. I want to pray for them. And then let's pray for our children and our teens, the Awana, our Sunday school and youth classes, with all their leaders, and pray that God will see some amazing growth, maybe the most growth that's ever been seen, and believe that God is able. And then just have a time of praying for the teachers, workers, and deacons, and pastor, and then pray for our nation, and then I'll close us out in prayer, okay? Or I'll close us out. But praise and forgiveness, I'll do that one. Brother Colby, would you mind coming up here when it's time and praying for the lost tonight? All righty. Hey, brother. I'm an and-ummer. And-um. Brother Gary, would you pray for the lost tonight? And I'll have your name beside it up here if you kind of like get a little loopy-minded like I do. Our adult ministries, anybody volunteer for that? Brother Johnny, would you pray over our adult ministries? Brother, what's your name? Yeah, John. Brother, see, I told you. See, that's why you got to write it down. And Brother John knows I didn't mean anything by that. He knows how bad my brain is. Brother, you mind praying? Will you please now? Pray over our children and the teens. Thank you, Brother John. Franklin, see, I just needed a little kickstart. That's all I needed. Brother Otis, do you mind praying for our nation, the state of Virginia, the judges, the military, the police, all the way down to our city government? You mind praying for that? All righty. And then before we close out, and I'm going to ask you if y'all would to come and pray behind the microphone for the benefit of those that may be watching. It helps them be a little bit more in tune with us. Do we have any prayer needs tonight? Anyone else? Hey, spell that S-A. Yes, got him. Anyone else? How many of us have an unspoken tonight? Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. It's good that God puts people in our path as we need them, when we need them. Don't forget about this Sunday, Lord willing. We're going to have a special speaker, if God wills. But keep an eye on the weather, because it's saying that it's going to be more snow. And then don't forget February the 25th and the 26th, we'll be having our marriage celebration. Any other announcements that I may have forgotten? We will be. And I'm gonna go through our list of names. I won't read off the lost. We already read them off this week. But I do want to lift up our physical needs and the Lambert family. And then also Sister Catherine Ward, Sherry Roten, Phyllis Baker, Sister Robin Chapman, Brother Keith Roach, J.D. Nielsen, Austin Lithicum, Jared Newton, John Bryce, Sister Jeanette Carter, Brother Tommy Mullins, Don and Wilma Daniels, Pam and Jasper Brown, David Carter and Sister Nancy, Melanie Lester, Mary Jane Carter, the Gillette family, the Wilma Williams, Susan Lassiter, Michael Starnes, Karen McDavid, Charlie Taylor, the Stenicky family, the Scott family, Lisa Estep, Betty Carter, Aiden Jernigan, Jaden Gillum, Kathy Baldwin, Sheridine Cooper, Miranda Caldwell, Dr. Awan, Mickey Gillum, Rhonda Doran, Larry Tomlinson, Mike Brown, Kathy Smith, Penny Horton, Chuck Kearney, Randy Meeks, Lorraine Davis, Brandon Johnson, Terry Beeler, Debbie Starnes, Ashley Clark, Larry Bledsoe, the CC family, Margaret Williams, Pam Savarsky, Jesse Bull, Jason Knight, Steve Smith, Buddy McNutt, Kevin Tigner, Heather Markham, Helen Garrett, Betty McCorkle, Maggie Statzer, Susie Drawdery, Teresa Holden, Susie Hill, Bridget Barnes, Roger and Virginia Edens, John Wade, Daryl Hurd, Cindy Osborne, Denny Lemon, Charlene Lofton, C. Edmonds, Shannon Haynes, Laura Evans and family, Gladys and J.T. Jones, Billy Joe Robinson family, Rhea Osborne, Justin Boland, Paul and Thomas Stoyer, Susie Hill, Carol Carter, Vicki Littrell, Ezekiel Jordan, Eddie and Chris Barnett, Bradley Bowen, Daisy Richards, Nick Roten, Dakota McQueen, Sandy Knight, Daniel Jordan, Chris and Jennifer Strange, Robbie Jordan, Judy Webb, Tyler and Donna Hodge, David and Felicia Cantrell, Mr. Pippin, Lance and Sabrina Stollard, Harry Webb, Carol Dishner, Darlene Porter, Rhonda Bryant, Jalen and Scott Bledsoe, Linda Jordan, Jerry Flannery, David Starnes, Nicholas Patrick, Mary Snodgrass, Cecilia and Frank Pennington, Lottie Johnson, Ruth Roten, Phyllis and Hoyt Bledsoe, Liza Fletcher, Helen Bowen, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, Chelsea LeBlanc, and John and Carmine Shoup. Georgia, continue to pray for Ricky Sheffield, James Connor. Also pray for Randall Eady Gunner. They're running fevers and got just sickness and taking antibiotics, all of that. I want to pray for Sister Yvonne, and then pray for our family. Just got a lot going on. Amy's having her surgery Monday, and then Maddie's having some physical issues. We're trying to figure out what needs to be done there and different things. So we just need your prayers. And then Talmadge is getting his learner's license, too. So, I mean, it's just, hey, life's always an adventure, isn't it? Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Yes, that is Night to Shine. They've been making some changes so that social distancing can be a part of it, and just get a hold of Sister Tammy. I tell you what, you'll be blessed. That is a good one. Mm-hmm. Ready to go. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? All right, I'm going to invite you, if you want to come to the altar, if you want to pray, we'll give you a time before we close it out tonight. If you feel you need to pray, you can come and pray. But whatever your needs are, and we just pray in agreement that the Lord's glory will shine in all of these areas, that we'll do it for His purpose. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now. Heavenly Father, Lord, knowing, God, that you are the one true and living God. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to tell you that I love you. I believe that you do all things well. I believe, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you've got a plan that my mind cannot even fathom. If you were to tell it to me, Heavenly Father, Lord, I couldn't even receive it. And God, I believe that you died, Jesus, that you died so that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. I believe, Heavenly Father, Lord, that the Bible, when it says, Lord, that there's more that you want to have for us and that you have died for us to have than can be in our thoughts or in our hearts. Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm just thankful, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you love me. And God, I pray tonight, God, that you increase my faith. Please forgive me of my sins and my failures. Lord, I know that I fail you daily. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you teach me what it means to let go and let God. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, old person of the Holy Spirit, to rise up within me, to drown out all the negativeness within me. Heavenly Father, Lord, and just let me bubble over with love and grace. Lord, I apologize and I confess that I don't love people the way I should. Heavenly Father, Lord, I confess, Heavenly Father, Lord, that I don't love you like I should. But God, you are worthy. No matter what state I'm in, you are good. There is none like you. You outshine the brightest of lights. You're stronger than the strongest of strengths. You're truer than the truest person we've ever met. God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. Heavenly Father, Lord, let me be reminded that in your sight I am less than a pebble, less than a speck. But Lord, also in your sight, I am loved more than I can even imagine. And so God, I praise you and I invite you, Holy Spirit, to come in here and to change our hearts. And God, I'm so thankful that the Bible teaches that not only am I praying now, but the Holy Spirit is praying on my behalf. And that Jesus Christ is interceding at the throne. And so, God, I want to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. I want to be in line with my Savior Jesus. And I want to pray in a fashion that is worthy of my Creator. So, God, right now I thank you, Lord, that you have not only called us to prayer, but you've given us the privilege of prayer. And God, I thank you and I praise you that you're saving souls and answering prayers, God. And even today, there's been things that have come into our life that the Bible teaches that the enemy would seek to take our lives. But God, you have held back the enemy's darts. You have held back his attack. You have held back his hand. And Lord, it could be a whole lot worse than it is. So God, I praise you. And God, where I fall short in that, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to teach me what it means to worship you in spirit and in truth. Brother Colby, if you would come and pray for the lost and the backslidden.
God, I want to start off by thanking you for salvation.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't deserve it. We don't deserve it, God. I know especially I don't deserve it, but God, your son's sacrifice on the cross, the blood that came onto my soul, God, that I could live and live more abundantly, God.
Yes.
And through your mercy, God, I'm given a chance at redemption, and I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
Not only do I fail on a daily basis, but I fail on an hourly basis, God. I fall short. I don't come anywhere as close to where I should be, God. But I am thankful. I'm thankful that you love me, whether I'm in or out, or whether I'm in the Spirit or out of the Spirit, God. I'm thankful.
Yes.
I don't deserve it. God, I pray that you guide us, not only as a church, God, but me as an individual, that I shine my light, Lord, not only in the lighted places, God, but in the darkness and around people that don't think the way that I do, that don't worship the way that I do, God, that you'd be with me and you'd guide me and let me be a good example for you, God, that I can show your love because I was shown love. I'm thankful, God, for all you've done for my life, and I pray for those that I'm around. I can think of so many, God, that I'm around that are lost and that have fallen away from you. And I pray that you just guide me and guide me around those people and guide the church, and we would just be good examples, God, and that they would come to realize that there is no joy in this world that compares to the joy that comes through your Son. And through Christ, God, there's nothing that compares. No earthly substance, no product of this world can ever shine close to the joy and the happiness that comes through you. I'm thankful for the opportunity to pray, and I pray that you be with us throughout the rest of this week.
Thank you, brother. Brother Gary, if you would come and pray over our outreach, our evangelism, that we'll reap a harvest for this glory.
Father God, we do bow before you this evening, O God, knowing that you are the great and mighty God, that you are the one and only true and living God.
Yes.
And Father, as we bow before you, Lord, we know that that the only way that we could come into your presence is through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we know that there are just so many out there that are lost and undone, those that are confused, those that are deceived, and know that they need to feel your love, mercy, and grace. And Father, we pray, Lord, that as a church body, God, that we will strive to go out to bring in the lost, the undone, those that are in need, that know not the your love, mercy, and grace. And Father, we pray for this church, Lord. We pray for each and every believer, Lord, that we will all get a burden on our hearts, that we will want to see those people come in and to know your love, to know the joy that we all know, and the pleasure that we have to fellowship and to study your word and to grow in grace and knowledge of you. So, Lord, we pray for each one, God, that we will all just be ready and willing and to be able to go out to share the good news of your gospel, Lord. So, Lord, we pray for all of our outreach ministries, Lord. We pray that you would just give us the wisdom, give us the knowledge that we need, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Gary. Brother Johnny Black, if you would, to come pray for our adult ministries, our Sunday school classes, our your ministries, our college.
Father in heaven, you know I love you, and you know I praise you, and I worship you. And I'm just so thankful, our Father, for your love that you give us. I'm thankful, our Father, again, for your mercy, for your grace, for those healing stripes, our Father, that you shed for me, for that precious blood, our Father, that you shed for our sins. And our Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. But most of all, dear Jesus, I thank you for the empty tomb.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The thought that we have, the love that we have, that we can remember and spend eternal life with you, dear Jesus. Thank you for that. And our Father, I just thank you for this church, my home church, and I thank you for all those that are here that support this church, our Father, the families. And I thank you, our Father, for the Sunday school teachers, the ones that devote their time to teach us about you and your mission in life. Father, we lift up all those side ministries that you have, the sowing bees and other ministries. We lift up the Awanas, our Father, especially the classes for the youth, that the youth is the future of the church. And we just pray, our Father, that you'll just touch their lives. Father, we just pray for the outreach programs, our Father. We pray for the choir. We pray for all the ministries, our Father, in church, and we just pray that you'll just be with us, that you'll just lead us and just guide us in the way that we need to go. Again, we love you, and we praise you, and we worship you, and I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I just come before you right now, just, Lord, just humble. Lord, I just bow here before you now, Lord. Just praise you, God, right now. Lord, the master and creator of this universe, of our world, Father, Lord. This time, I'll lift up to you all of our children of Thomas Village Baptist Church, yes. Father. Lord, I pray that they would have your truth and your word planted on their heart, mm-hmm. Father, Lord, Lord, that it would just be ingrained, Lord, in their minds with the knowledge of what your word says.
Yes.
I pray for all of our children's ministries that do that, Father, Lord, our children's Sunday school, our teen youth Sunday school. And for Awana, Father, Lord, I lift up them all. Lord, that they would just teach your word, Father, Lord, to our future generations. Lift up all of our, all of the workers and the volunteers of all those ministries who help out, Father, Lord. I give you thanks for them, for all the people of Thomas Village who help out. And also want to lift up, Lord, just all of the parents and guardians, Lord, of our children. Lord, I just ask blessings, Lord, upon all the households and all of the families, Father, Lord. There's just so much stress and strain that I myself don't even know, Father, Lord. And I just lift them all up to you, Father, Lord. Just pray for peace and for strength in all things, Father, Lord. May those house first and foremost in all things.
Yes.
Lord, I just pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Brother Otis, if you would.
would come and pray for our nation.
Father God, I just come with a heavy heart and a burden for our nation. I'm not that old, but I can recall when it was different. Yes. Looking back into our nation's history and own history, God, I can see how far we turned away from you as a nation, as a country, and even as a community. That we rebel, we're stiff-necked. We don't want to be told and reminded of what we are and who we are, but your word plainly tells us what we are. If we're not yours, we're sinners. And there's a penalty for being sin. You hate sin. You love the sinner, but you hate sin. And our nation, Lord, is just waxing farther and farther away from you. And people don't even want to hear your name called. They don't want to even pray to you, even in our Senate, Congress, and local state governments. It's sad, God, the time we're in. But, you know, before I even say these words, what's going to be said, that we need support. We need to support those people in the government. You tell us in your word. You allow them to be there. I didn't elect some of these people. I didn't vote for them, but you allowed them to be there. And sometimes, Lord, you got to allow hard things to come upon us before we can look to you. And it's time, Lord, that we begin to open our eyes as a church, as a church body, as a county, as a state, and even the federal government. We need to be able to look to you and call upon your name in sincerity. I know I'm your child. I'm not your child because I was baptized. I'm your child because I confessed my sins. And you forgave me of them. You saved my soul. But there are so many, Lord, that are lost about us in our nation. Our people we elect don't even want to hear your name. I don't want to just be your child. I want to be your servant. I want to be a servant to this church. I want to be a servant to my community, to my county, my state. And Father, I want you to lead me. I want you to lead this church, not my leadership, but yours. And Father, I just thank you for hearing my prayers. And I pray, Lord, for so many. I had to be at the hospital Monday night, and the nurse practitioner that waited upon me said on Monday morning, in 1 hour, they saw 60 sick people. But you know, Lord, I was just thinking when she told me that, and she was a Christian, we talked some about the Lord while I was in there getting my hands sewed up. There are so many people that are sick, but it's not physically sick, it's sin sick. It's sickness that they can't even see you, and they want to see you, and they don't want to hear about you, of your goodness and your mercies and your grace. And I'm sorry for it. I apologize for myself even. But Father, I apologize for us as a country and a county and a state and a national government. I'm so sorry that you have to face the names that they call you, and it's not God Almighty. It's names that are in vain. And I'm sorry. But Father, that's where we are, and I can't change people. I wish I could. I'd go up and down this valley and everybody down through here would be saved. But I can't do that. You change people with your Holy Spirit speaking and give circumstances that they have to look to you instead of to themselves or somebody else. Your word tells us how to act and walk and go. And Father, I just pray that we can return to that, a time when we can honor you and not ourselves, that it won't be about us, it'll be about you. And I just thank you so much for this church. I thank you for having a pastor who's willing to teach and preach your word and not mince words about it and not apologize, but thus saith the Lord. And I just thank you so much for my church family, my deacon families, our deacons, our pastor, his family. We just have so much, Lord, to be thankful for. that I can't even name them all. I'd be here in the morning naming something that I had forgotten. And I just thank you for hearing my prayers and my petitions and our churches this prayer time, that that's what we're here for, is to lift others up and call upon your name. And I just thank you for hearing my prayers and petitions. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Also got a text from Brother Josh Lester. His daughter, Maddie's running a fever of over 101. He's got her up at the convenient care. I'm just tired of sickness. I'm tired of people being sick. Is anyone else feel led to pray tonight? If it's on your heart, you come forward. Man, woman, boy, girl, anyone else? Father, Lord, I do come together with my brothers and sisters, and Lord, you do answer so many prayers. God, I know that you're answering prayers in my life that my father prayed for me years ago. And God, I'm thankful for those men and women of prayer that's in my past. Lord, that I know lifted me up and shed tears over me. And God, I want to be that for other people. And so, God, I just pray tonight that you make us a people of prayer, and that we'll believe in the power of prayer, and that prayer will not be the last resort, but it'll be the first step in seeing victory. And God, I praise you tonight that you're answering prayers in the lives of these people here tonight. Those that are listening, God, you are good. Lord, you are so good. And Lord, I just don't deserve you. As Brother Otis prayed, I pray and ask for mercy on our nation. But God, also, I praise you because every name we've called out in a sickness or an issue, depression or surgeries and all that, God, you've already gone before it and prepared a way. And so, God, we do lift up all these names, from the physically sick to the sin sick. Lord, those that's down and out, those that's dealing with, that's caretakers. Oh, Lord, please be with our caretakers. God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for the great nurses and doctors that we have. But, Lord, I know we're in a season of fatigue with them. And so, God, I just lift them up to you. I pray you encourage them. But, God, I'm thankful that you're in control. And, Heavenly Father, Lord, COVID, Omicron, none of that, Heavenly Father, Lord, has you wringing your hands. But, Lord, you reign high and supreme. God, let us always be reminded that there is no God like our God, and that everything in this world, every authority, every power that we know or can imagine, He is greater than, and it's all under your control. And so, God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding me and sealing me. And it's in that name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll see y'all later. What'd you do to your hand?